This is T4TS Radio with Tom Jinks.
Today I'm going to be speaking to Chris Atkins, who's training to be an electrician with us here at Train for Trade Skills. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Tom.
Why did you choose to study with Train for Trade Skills?
Well, since I left school, I was actually working as a chef, and up until last year, it wasn't really where I wanted to go. So I saw the adverts on the TV, I picked up the phone, called up, and then since I got all my books through, it's been going pretty well. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying learning all the new aspects of the course. And now that I've got here, it's all sort of coming to life.
So what made you become an electrician then? Obviously you changed from being a chef to an electrician.
I saw the course advertised. My granddad was an electrician as well, and he was always getting me to help him out with work at home. So I thought it would be something that I could pursue, and definitely once I'm qualified, it's all going to be well worth it.
How are you finding the studying at home part of the course?
Studying at home is going really well, actually. I've got quite a good study plan, and it's all stuck in. Because I was actually ready to come to training centres in June last year, but I went away for the summer. I couldn't book in for this for a few months, so they said, look, all you got to do is revise what you've learned. So I went away for the summer, lived my life to the fullest, and I come back and it's all actually stayed in my head, and it's down to my unique revision, I think.
So what do you think of the virtual reality software then? Have you found that useful?
I've actually just completed my last, or the last, virtual scenario, which is the doing all your continuity testing of the final ring circuit. Each one was very good. The first one was quite tricky, the visual inspection, because you have to, not only do you have to find 14 faults within the whole house, you have to also give each one a code. But what we've been doing today and for the first couple of days of week two of the practical training is exactly what you have to do in their visual scenarios. The visual inspection and the testing really do stick in your head for when you've got your hands on the circuits here in practical centres, and just going home and doing them again, even if you've already passed them, even if you've got that completion code, they're just good to go through. If I left here today and I thought, you know what, I could have done with doing that last continuity test again, I could go home, put my laptop on and do that test. All right, it won't be hands on the meter, but the way that they're laid out, the way the house is laid out, the way that all the tasks, the information, and the way that you can actually use all the virtual equipment, it's spot on, really.
So you're on your practical training in Southampton at the moment. How are you finding that?
Absolutely brilliant. Everything sort of, as I said before, it's all coming to life now, what we've been reading. Everything we're doing, you can sort of relate back to what you've read previously in the module guides. The tutors here are absolutely fabulous. If there's anything you don't know or you're stuck on, or you just think you want to get that completely clear in your head before you move on, then they are happy to help you, assist you, give you a prompt to getting that information sunk into your head. All the practical equipment is here. It's all laid out. The tools are here ready for you to use. The bays where you actually do the work, they're all laid out. They're completely stripped empty, and they're ready for you just to go straight into and wire in your own circuits.
If you had to sum up the whole course and your whole experience with Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
I'm extremely happy with the communication from the tutors via the T4TS website. The module guides are very clear. There's an assessment to do as you get to the end of every module, which backs up what you've learnt, so you're never going too far ahead of yourself. You know where you're at. Practical centres are absolutely fabulous. Everyone here knows exactly what they're talking about. The help and the assistance from our tutors is brilliant.
You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio. To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.